about multitasking. You all have been faulty of multitasking. When you're driving and you pick up your cell phone, bad idea, very bad idea. Why? Because as your attention shifts to your cell phone, you are actually losing the capacity to react swiftly to the car braking in front of you, and so you're much more likely to get engaged into a car accident. Now, we can measure that kind of skills in the lab. We obviously don't ask people to drive around and see how many car accidents they have. That would be a little costly proposition. But we design tasks on the computer where we can measure to the millisecond accuracy how good they are at switching from one task to another. When we do that, we actually find that people that play a lot of action games are really, really good. They switch really fast, very swiftly, they pay a very small cost. Now, I'd like you to remember that result and put it in the context of another group of technology users, a group which is actually much revered by society, which are people that engage in multimedia tasking. What is multimedia tasking? It's the fact that most of us, most of our children, are engaged into listening to music at the same time as they're doing search on the web, at the same time as they're chatting on Facebook with their friends. That's a multimedia tasker. There was a first study done by colleagues at Stanford, and that we replicated, that showed that those people that identify as being high multimedia tasker are absolutely abysmal at multitasking. When we measure them in the lab, they're really bad, right? So this kind of results really makes two main points. The first one is that not all media are created equal. You can't compare the effect of multimedia tasking and the effect of playing action games. They have totally different effects on different aspects of cognition, perception, and attention. Even within video games, I'm telling you right now about these action-packed video games. Different video games have a different effect on your brains. So we actually need to step into the lab and really measure what is the effect of each video game. The other lesson is that general wisdom carries no weight. I showed that to you already, like we looked at the fact that despite a lot of screen time, those action gamers have a lot of very good vision, etc. Here, what was really striking is that these undergraduates that actually report engaging in a lot of high multimedia tasking are convinced they aced the test. So you show them their data, you show them they're bad, and they're like, not possible. You know, they have this sort of gut feeling that really they're doing really, really good. That's another argument for why we need to step into the lab and really measure the impact of technology on the brain.